Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pretty hot under those lights,
Bill? Oh, my God. That thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're talking about Strahan and the bulldog
questions.
That's
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that, yeah.
No, I was
He'll
talking
get
about.
After you. Oh, you're talking about the what a scoop?
I was talking about the page turner that Bill. That book must be a real page turner. He's been holding on to that for years.
He's not. They're not doing a great job selling the book. If the whole idea of this is like a book tour, supposed to like sell the book,
yeah.
These passages haven't been great. When the biggest story from the book.
Yeah.
Are two items that you don't want to talk about.
Right.
Robert Kraft not being in made it a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously his idea mill and creative muse being in the book.
My muse. My flame.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. This is what's being discussed more than anything else. I don't know.
She is my muse, my flame.
Right. That is more of a talker than these scoops about Tom Brady wanted to score a lot of points.
You watched the full interview, so I've only heard a couple of clips, but you said
it's 9.5 minutes. And
Strahan prompted him, though, and Bill's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. He's like, you had this one that had never been shared before, right? He's like, which one?
He's like, huh?
He's like, you couldn't have prepped me for this? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, when you guys would come off the game, like in the tunnel there?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah.
You guys ready for the breaking news? Tom Brady would score 40 points, and he'd be like, we should have scored more.
Man.
Well, you're sitting under that all these years?
I can't believe.
You got stuff like that in the book?
I can't believe this book isn't flying off shelves with scoops
like
that.
So this is a nonfiction book, right? Because I'm looking at the bestsellers list. It's not in the top 15, but Jeremy Renner's book is.
Ooh. Oh, well, Jeremy Renner almost died. He did die.
If he talks at all.
Hawkeye almost died.
Yeah, well, I know.
He got backed over.
Well, I'm just letting people know he's Hawkeye.
He got backed over by a
plow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Plow accident.
Not great.
Thought he might be dead.
Bill, depending on how much Spygate and Deflategate's in there, it might be fiction, depending on Bill's version of the event.
They probably aren't in there. He only had three things that he made mistakes on. It was like not kicking a field goal, not drafting Lamar Jackson, which I think is an interesting thing, actually.
That's a good acknowledgement.
And then there's like one other one.
Yeah. Benching Malcolm Butler, definitely not.
Not on there.
No. Running Brady out of town, no.
Nope.
No, those aren't regrets.
Not on there.
No. Jordan Hudson, definitely not a regret.
So, winning time. But yeah, it was
that.
Good Morning America. And honestly, if we talked about this on Monday or Tuesday when it was scheduled. I completely forgot about it. I heard Greg Hill Show talking about it, and I was like, oh, that's right. So then I went and listened to the whole thing. It was 9.5 minutes, and it was, what do they call the thing? You're a TV guy, Jones.
Yes.
What do they call the thing at the bottom that either has the names, like what you're talking about?
The Chiron?
I think that's what it might be.
Is that right? Do I have that right?
I was going to ask you what?
The lower third.
Lower third works.
Lower third, Chiron, whatever it is. So on
graphic.
On the bottom of it, let me just.
Nameplate.
Nameplate?
There are all the listeners and working in the television industry are not happy with our
commentary. They don't care. Like, how do you guys not know this? You've been doing these shows for years. But let me tell you what it said. On the bottom third here, or whatever. It was like Coach Bill Belichick one-on-one, blah, blah, blah. But as the interview's going on, it says, only on Good Morning America, Bill Belichick talks memoir, football, and his personal life.
Nice.
Not really, though.
No, not really.
Not really. They started out with the grab ass, like, oh, Michael, I'm glad you didn't wear your rings. And then Michael's like, well, I only have one ring. So I think Bill's already wrong. He thought he was on both teams.
Yeah, Bill's
only on one of them.
Bill's looking old there.
And he's like, well, no, yeah. Bill, you have a lot of rings. Yeah. He's like, no, you do. Like, you were a great player. You were a great coach. So there's a lot of that. Then, you know, obviously talking about his dad, who was at North Carolina. Now you're at North Carolina. Talk about the Brady little excerpt thing.
When you got 9 minutes with Bill, you got to ask about his dad coaching at North Carolina. Like, you got to get that.
Your dad, he literally was like, your dad coached North Carolina from 1953 to 1955. He's like, yeah, I grew up around football. And
good thing he
the Naval Academy. Brought the Naval Academy.
Good thing he didn't say 53 to 55, because we need a clarification on when.
19.
Are you from the future? Are you
like
not?
Way past, like 1850?
Right.
But so, yeah, it's really nothing for a good 8 minutes or so.
Okay, so I want to get to the Jordan thing in a moment, but the tribute to Brady he saved for page 199, right?
Yeah,
isn't that what Strahan said there?
Yes.
So
how does that even work?
I have no plans on reading this book. I wouldn't wish reading this book on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
Again, with nuggets like that from Bill Belichick, whoo!
Yeah.
Brady thought they left points on the table even when they'd score 40. Wow.
That's what they pulled out to lead Good Morning America.
But he must have mentioned Brady before page 199, right?
Honestly?
Like,
who knows?
But that would be that's a story. If Bill didn't mention Brady until page one, he must have.
No, I think.
But I was at least thinking, like, how long did he didn't mention Kraft in the book by name?
No, that's who his feud's with.
Where is Brady even? How long did it take him to get to Brady in the book? I'm not curious about that.
I think he and Brady's relationship probably now is probably fine. I certainly don't think it always was, but I think now it's fine. I think this book is versus Kraft. This book isn't versus Brady.
I think he's fine with Brady, I agree, but I still think deep down he thinks he was more important than Brady, and he made Brady.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he does acknowledge Brady as the greatest player of all time, at least.
Yeah.
He's not one of the greatest. Like, he says he's the greatest player.
Well, he used to do that. He used to do LT was the greatest defensive player,
and
Matthew Slater was the greatest special teams player. He did straight up say he's the best player.
He did go there. But, yeah, there was just nothing for a while, and then eventually.
And then we get to the Jordan stuff. Okay, so this is at the end. You watch the full interview.
Yeah, so this is probably the last 90 seconds or so of the whole interview.
Okay, let's start it. If we got to stop it, we'll jump in.
And I know that a lot have been made also in a professional life, but also of your personal life, because it's spilled over into your professional life in a lot of ways. And a lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about
that? For a second. So,
spoiler alert, that's the most interesting item in there.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Yeah. No, but like that, because it got so much attention from the CBS morning interview that she was there and the visuals of her and her chiming in and butting in. Also, the visual, we should paint this picture. Bill before was wearing a ripped navy sweatshirt. This one, he's wearing a suit. He's got a shirt and tie on and like a jacket on. So like he looks completely different.
He looks professional.
He looks
as opposed to an old slob.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Jordan Hudson and Strahan says it in a way where he's just like kind of giving you the detail. But there's a lot said there.
Yeah.
Like, she's not here because she was basically holding your hand during the last interview. And that became a big joke and a big meme that, you know, we're not talking about this. She's not interrupting our interview.
No. She was sitting just off camera.
Yeah.
She was interrupting questions. And now she's not even there. Strahan says she's not there. So Bill's going to tell you.
Not talking about this.
Yeah. Bill's going to tell you everything's great. And, you know, she's super helpful and this and that. That is just a clear change from her sitting just off camera, interrupting questions, dressing the old man, to now she's not even there.
But I don't look at this necessarily as him no longer listening to her or giving her a lot of input. I look at it more as he feels safe with Strahan because he's like, Strahan won't go as
far.
He won't bulldog me like the last guy.
It's also an acknowledgement that like she's kind of third rail right now. He might still listen to her and take her advice.
Yeah, they're still together.
Okay, fine. He might do all those things, but he realizes it's become the point, or maybe his bosses have made it clear to him, she's become a distraction. Like she can't do whatever she wants. And I think prior to that CBS interview going viral, I think she was doing pretty much whatever she wanted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, keep going.
Oh, sorry.
She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football.
His bills.
And that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages. And also, given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side, you know.
So hold on a second. So she helped with the book with the tribute section.
She wrote the tribute section.
So Robert Kraft is not in the tribute section.
Correct.
And she is.
Yes.
So she's a part of the tribute section. She also helps with the business.
Hang on.
What kind of business is she helping you with?
Well, nothing, obviously. But she she pays his bills. Like, what does she do?
Yeah,
she pays his bills. I forgot to pay the Verizon bill. No, Bill. I got that for you. Don't worry. I pay his bills.
Yeah.
I do. Just give me all his passwords. Give me access to your bank account. I'll pay your stuff. Don't worry about it. But no, I didn't even think about this. So you said it. She's in charge of the tributes? What was the tribute she got again?
Idea Mill and Creative.
She is my muse, my flame.
So did she write that?
Yeah.
She wrote that for herself, probably.
I didn't even think about that till right now.
You think Bill's ever used that phrase in his life?
It was an odd line in retrospect. Yeah. She probably wrote that for herself. I didn't even think of that.
Are you a little bit more intrigued by the book knowing that she helped with the book?
Maybe, actually. You know what? Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
What the hell? She's like, and then we won our 9th straight Super Bowl.
You're like, well, that's not true.
She's like, no,
maybe
put that
I
in.
Should look in the fiction section.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, she's like, put that in. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. People like it. 9th
more
than
win more.
9th more than 6.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, you got me there. All right, fine.
And then we met on a plane, right?
Let's go to
bed. Yeah, we met on a plane.
Yeah.
Given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side, you know, sometimes I get a little football technical. And so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
Hold on a second. What did Jordan mean to you?
That's the whole book.
I thought the book was about football.
No. You don't want to be too wonky.
Yeah, she's like, Bill, this is too football.
This is too much football.
Put in a sex scene right here. I like erotic thrillers. Can you put some of that in the next chapter?
You know what the book needs? A little TNA is what the
smut
book needs.
Smut is huge right now.
Yeah. Smut is just popping off. This is too much football.
Defense, zone defense, 4-3, 3-4. Boring, Bill. You know what I like? Pizza delivery guy comes over. She's like, wow, this just kicked up a notch.
Yeah, nice.
Every other chapter is like a completely different book. You're like, wait a minute, what the hell? Yeah. Like, and then we drafted Daniel Graham. Then this guy called because he needed a plumber. You're like, wait, what the hell? I might actually read the book now.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was so hands-on with the book.
Well, just the acknowledgments, I think, right?
Then she was like, I do too much. I'm too in the weeds on football, which is what you would think this audience would want.
Yeah, this seems like it should
if
be
Bill
a football
Belichick
book.
Writes a book about football, you'd be like, this is going to be the most football book ever.
Yeah. In fact, he doesn't even want to talk about his personal life. He just wants to talk about
and
football.
And then she's like, no, I got this.
Too much football.
I'll take it from here, Bill.
More smut.
Okay. We got Fabio to do the cover.
Was there more?
Fabio in a Patriots hat.
Bill, a cutoff hoodie.
Is he riding a horse or is he half horse?
He's a centaur.
I like the idea. I like the idea of Bill dressed as Fabio with the big wig. I like
She's
that.
Like, Bill, this is perfect.
I've never thought about this before, Bill, but it's quite sexy now that I look at it. What else?
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have good personal relationship, and you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
She is my muse, my fan.
You're happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Yeah. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and if you're happy, we're all happy for you.
That's not true.
Like, that's one of those things where he's like, I'm not asking it, but it needs to be asked. A lot of people are talking.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about it, a lot of people have made this, but I really hope it gets to football. It's like, well, this is a big story.
You know what? But you know what? To Strahan's credit, you know what was a legitimately good question in there? Are you happy?
Yeah. That's are you safe? That would ask them.
Well, that would have been a better question. Are you safe? Do you feel safe? Blink twice.
Blink right
safe.
Now, Bill. It's okay.
Yeah, she's not even here, Bill.
We have experts here that can help you.
She's not in the building.
She's not here, Bill.
You can say whatever you want. She's not here.
Of course,
you can
tell us. Of course, I'm happy, Michael. I've never been more happy.
I'm the happiest I've ever been. But that was a good question, and honestly,
it was a good question. But there's more. There's way more there. Like,
no.
Please,
no. Trust me. The interview was just patty cake, and it was super soft, and it took forever to get there. And he hid behind. Many people are saying in his question instead of asking.
I just hope he gets back to football.
It wasn't
tell Bill that
it wasn't a well done interview, but that question I thought was a good one. I thought getting Belichick to break a little bit too with the yoga was a decent a decent tact by Strahan. But mostly that was a waste of our time. Yeah, and it sounds like the whole book's a waste of our time.
But you know that this is what they wanted, because at the beginning of the thing, they sell it as Belichick talks memoir, football, and his personal life. And even when Good Morning America on their YouTube channel, like millions and millions of subscribers, they even put out like personal life. Like they were trying to sell it that way, but they didn't really ask about it. They didn't really get there. I'm sure Bill, because we've heard now that Bill is mandating that everybody only talks about football in all these interviews. And Strahan's probably caught in the middle, because he's like, well, Good Morning America is going to want a little bit more than, like, you know, what was that defense you ran against the Rams? They're going to need a little bit more than that. But it's also Strahan, somebody that Bill likes.
Right.
Strahan respects.
Soft landing spot. Yeah.
Super soft landing spot. Because after the CBS thing, we were like, is he going to do any more interviews to promote his book? And then it's like, well, Strahan, like, okay, you can do that one. You can feel safe. And he's not going to grill you.
He did the CNBC thing the other day. I forgot the author's name, but he did an interview with CNBC with like a business writer. I forget her name. And then this, it's all been handpicked, soft landing spots for Bill.
Are you happy?
Daddy's always happy.
This is a good question, or a good text here. We were asking about the Chiron, Keith. You ready for this?
Yeah, please.
617-779-7937. My dad invented the graphic. It's called the Garvinware.
I've never heard that.
Sick brag, bro.
He was an engineer for the Chiron Hego company.
All right.
So is that, did he have a different name for it? And then it's almost
stole
like,
it from him?
Yeah. It's almost like Band-Aid. You know what I mean? Like it became, the branding became the name of the product, right?
Okay.
Is that right? Do I have that right? Is Band-Aid one of those examples?
No.
No?
You're thinking of Kleenex.
I think I am thinking of Kleenex.
I think you're also thinking of Band-Aid is a bandage.
What?
I think Band-Aid might be one, but I
think I can actually help on the Pam situation.
I was thinking of Kleenex, 100%.
Band-Aid. They called them Band-Aids, and now everyone says Band-Aids. Yeah, what else are they?
It's like Q-tips.
Q-tip,
good one.
Q-tip's the way to go, but they're called cotton swabs.
Yeah.
You can get off-brand Band-Aids, I think.
You can get off-brand Kleenex.
Yeah. It's called a tissue.
What about Gatorade?
We call our stuff Gatorade.
That's for the...
All sport.
All sport. Dude, was all sport the one that had like a... It was kind of like carbonated?
It was like bubbly.
It was a little carbonated. Yeah. You're like, there's no way this is quenching my thirst. But here I am just pounded lemon lime all sport.
Drive me out.
Shaq was a spokesman for all sport.
He probably was. It tasted like almost like Surge, which is another drink sadly no longer with us.
Surge was nice.
I love Surge.
And I remember 10K, because 10K was like the watered down version.
10K?
10K was
what was that?
It was one of those like sports drinks.
Was it 10K or 5K?
10K.
It was 10K? I was more of a 5K guy. 10K sports drink.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember.
I do remember one of those. I thought it was 5, but let's see. Yeah, 10K thirst quencher.
Nice.
Yeah. It went head to head with Gatorade and Powerade. I don't think it did great.
Gatorade gum still a thing?
I remember Gatorade.
I do remember Gatorade gum.
Gatorade gum?
I think Jordan pushed that for a minute.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.